is Black Fierce Femmes.
Greetings and salutations. Good morning, good night. It's time to get right.
I want to say that our nation is enduring an isolated event of hatred and violence. However, I see far clearer than that. Existing seems to become more of a challenge every day. Just knowing that you can make it through a full day and then home at night isn't really guaranteed. We can do all the praying in the world, but if 45 is voted back into office, then once again, the greater evil has taken office. Mm-hmm. Not in light of pointless deaths of innocent people, but, you know, just be sure to tell the people that you love them while you can. Be sure to send those you home texts without shame, because when you belong to a community, it is your responsibility to nurture their freedom.
Yeah, I'm so for wishing people safe rides home, and I'm so grateful to always have somebody,
you,
to check in with. Like, that way I have some added security, especially when I'm traveling. This person could be your BFF, a relative, a partner, chosen family, etc. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't already, please, please secure that connect. These mass shootings keep happening at the hands of the same white supremacist guys who've been stewing in their rooms long enough to decide which group of marginalized people they want to target today. Then they excuse like nothing happened. It's so frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know when it's going to stop, but until then and for forever, please keep in touch with your loved ones.
I'm sure.
Now more than ever, we see the need for Black femmes of all ages, all sexualities, and gender expressions to have spaces solely dedicated to our nourishment. Here we share the responsibility and vulnerability necessary to thrive.
We are here to talk about everything taboo, so get ready to get uncomfortable. It's time to expand out of those familiar comfort zones. You know, being able to empathize is an exceptional skill when done with discretion. All caps, discretion. A lot of people do not want to be helped. A lot of people do not know how to receive or ask for help. No cap. Yeah. The list goes on and on. But someone else's trauma is never an excuse for breezing past red flags and abusive behavior.
Red flags. Today we're going to touch on low vibrational occurrences in relation to others that are both hazardous and most inappropriate. These red flags go for any relationship because dysfunction is a pattern, and the pattern is the pattern.
The pattern is the motherfucking pattern. Okay?
Write that down.
Write that down. So, do you want to get started?
Yeah.
So, what is your first red flag, Jai?
I would say, one of them is definitely a hyper-focus on my appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's family who feels the need to comment on how much weight I've lost or gained, and in that same breath is asking me whether I've been eating or what I've been eating.
Mm-hmm.
Mind your business.
It's really invasive.
And then when it comes to, like, dating and people fetishizing me because of how I look, trash.
Trash. Basula.
Because, yeah, I look good, but that's not all there is to me.
Mm-hmm. I sure.
I'm not a prop.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dub.
I concur. Especially when it comes to the dating, because I feel like I hear it so often, people talking about how they always wanted a dark-skinned girl, a tall, thick girl, and I'm just like, interesting.
Do you though?
Like, but and that's really all I can say. Like, I don't have any energy to give it. I'm just like, interesting. You know? And it's like, you're really wasting your time. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I hope that no dark-skinned woman gives you the time of day, because you're walking around trying to love on the idea of a person as opposed to an actual person. Right. And that is dangerous. You know what? You know, like, I don't, you know what? I don't even have the energy to hope for you. You know, like, I don't, like, your future, I don't want that responsibility. Just like, you don't have the life you deserve.
In short.
And then when it comes to family, I also agree. Like, family feeling like they can speak on your body. Like, that's absolutely not how this works. And then especially, like, growing up Black, and then, like, all the Black women always telling you how you so fast and you so fresh. And it's like, I mean, maybe. But also, maybe your boyfriend should not be looking at you.
Right.
You know?
This grown-ass man.
Maybe you should hold him accountable, and you should question why you think it's my fault.
Mm-hmm. Stop body shaming your young Black daughters.
And then you should question how your boyfriend fetishizing your child makes you feel. What you do with that anger and that feeling of rejection that you are now facing. Because, sis, let me tell you about the patterns and the dynamics that need to be assessed. Matter of fact, I charge for that. So, all right. So, my first one is just generally referring to grown women as girls or females.
Yeah. Just no. Honestly, like, and it, I don't know. Because, well, no, I completely agree. absolutely do not call a woman a girl. Do not call a woman a female. And I get, you know, as women, we sometimes call each other girl, and it's the term of endearment. But, like, there's always this, like, if you say girls, there's guys. It's not girls and boys. If you're talking about grown adults, only women get that sort of, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
It's childish.
Yeah, it's childish.
Like, it's meant to, like, devalue.
Right. Because we know when we call a man a boy, they're insulted.
Right.
So why is it not the same for women?
It's supposed to say I'm the equivalent of a young girl, which just then, you know, affirms just the ageism and the pedophilia that just goes on in this fucking world.
The thesis.
So, next. Someone who does not take accountability for their actions. That is just unacceptable.
Yeah, it's... That's really frustrating. Because then you can't communicate with somebody like that. Mm. Or if you try to, again, you just can't.
And I know, like, as a Black person, I know in the Black community, just even based on, like... Like, Black Twitter and shit, like, you see a lot of jokes about how a lot of us grew up with parents who did not take accountability and refused to take accountability for the things that they've done to this day, and probably until their grave. And it creates for a really unhealthy, or rather, really unproductive. Oftentimes malicious patterns of behavior in all kinds of relationships, you just begin mirroring this relationship that you have with your parents. And, like, I know in my own experience, like, my mom never took accountability for anything she did. And my dad also didn't take accountability, you know, like, you know, regular...
My parents either.
And I feel like I know that Black men are so much more than this, but there's still the rate of Black women who are saying that these are their stories. And, like, so that basic trope of, you know, my dad wasn't there. And then when he came around, it was, oh, you're old enough to be the one initiating being in my life, or you should reach out to me. And I'm just like, I dead don't even know you, homie.
Yeah.
Like, you came home yesterday.
I'm glad you pointed that out. That's, like, a sidebar, a red flag. Yeah. Like, no parent should ever have their child in a position to, oh, well, you have to reach out to me. Like, you're the adult. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
And I feel like there are definitely so many parents and just, like, people and families who, like, are working to take accountability. And I feel like they should definitely be supported. And, like, I feel like if you can try, you should try to hold people accountable and have conversations with people.
Yeah.
And just know your limits. But just, like, you got to realize at some point, someone who has a history of just denying things is not going to just randomly begin, oh, you know what? I decided today I'm going to go ahead and accept everything. It's a process, regardless. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
That's a really big one.
The next one. One red flag is the person who makes your heart race. Now, I know that it's so very common in songs and TV shows, movies, all that jazz, mm-hmm. that the love of your life is supposed to make your heart race and give you all these super duper butterflies mm-hmm. and like just have you feeling like you floating.
Anxious as fuck. Like, what the ungrounded, yeah. uncentered.
And so, all that to say, aunt, that's wrong. In my personal experience, in my opinion. People are meant to bring good vibes to your space. And that's not the type of vibes that will have you really nervous and feeling anxious and jumpy. And you should feel warm, like you at home. Not just super anxious
mm-hmm.
and out of control.
Mm-hmm.
That's not love.
And you should be able to look across to the person, whatever it is. If even if y'all meeting for the first time ever, you're just laying your eyes on this person, you should be able to look at them, recognize that this person is a complete mystery. You know nothing about them, but still feel comfortable
mm-hmm.
with the idea of knowing them and being around them. And I just, like, I resonate with that. Like, if your system is, like, if your colon goes into overdrive, I think you should, you should proceed with caution.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man.
Enough said.
I know that we're told often that's going to be your happy ever after. But, like, honestly, no one else is going to be your happy ever after. You have to create that reality for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, my next one is someone who is unable to say the words, I'm sorry. Like, legitimately say, I am sorry. People who say, I apologize, you didn't no. say anything. Like, you are, I see that you're well-versed in craftsmanship of, like, language. I know you know how to talk to people. I can clearly see, you know, you're cunning, you're charming, I see right. you. But you did not apologize. Like, let me start there. And then secondly, not only after I'm sorry, you need to then have a thorough reasoning.
Hello.
And later change the behavior.
And reasoning does not mean excuses.
You know? Like, this irks me so much. So many people be like, I apologize. Or, like, oh, my you? Fault. Or, like, humble thyself. Humble yourself. Sometimes you're wrong. Like, sometimes yeah. we are the ones in the wrong. And it hurts when we are. Like, hell yeah, it can be really hard to, like, own up to some shit. But, like, if you, I feel like, not for anybody else, for yourself, if you have a true desire to be at peace, you're going to confront who you are. Mm-hmm. Period.
Gotta drop them gems. Pew! Pew, pew, pew.
Right.
My next red flag is someone with zero ambition.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they don't want the best for themselves, they damn sure don't want it for you.
Okay, so I feel like this is a pretty obvious red flag, but I'm going to go ahead and spread awareness. MAGA hat wearing folks and those who knowingly wear hats that closely resemble them. You are extremely insensitive and inconsiderate, and I do not believe that you are a safe space.
Mm-mm. You a whole dove. No, thank you.
I'll pass.
Next one. Mm-hmm. So, some people are into Reiki mm-hmm. and Reiki parties. Now, for anybody who doesn't know yet, my understanding of Reiki is just, like, a sort of an energetic means mm-hmm. to, like, help somebody align their chakras. Mm-hmm. That's not cause for a party. Mm-hmm. I don't think. Like, it's just something about that that doesn't, it just doesn't seem safe. Mm-hmm. So, if you get an invitation to a Reiki party, let that person know that you can heal yourself, because unless somehow they know you better than you know yourself, how they can heal you, I'm not really sure. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't add up for me. Mm-hmm. Hard pass.
I just, I feel like I have so many thoughts and so many feelings on the matter. Reiki parties.
I say, like, what are you trying to take from
a celebration of the Reiki? I feel like, bitch, hell no. Really, you cannot touch my fucking energy. Now, see, and this is where I get staticky, because I take my energy extremely, mm-hmm. extremely serious. My energy is all that I am. When all of this shit come down, all of this shit come crumbling, when we wake up from this dream, this fantasy, all I am is energy. So what you ain't about to do is come in here trying to play with and adjust my energy. You know, like, mm-hmm. I make choices for me, by me, and there's absolutely no reason for you to feel like you can come in here from your outside perspective, your shadows and your traumas that's lingering in your aura, and tell me you can open up this and that chakra if I just surrender to your siphoning of my energy. Yo. Bitch, is you stupid? I'd have been through too many lives to fall for some bullshit like that. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, when it comes to your energy, it's very important to be not stingy, but to be very selective. Like, because your energy is priceless. Anybody can change and try and act like you. Identity theft is a thing, but what they can't do is be your energy. Mm. That's your essence. That's what's original about you. That's what makes you who you are. And I'm just not here for the thought of somebody telling me they have taken these many hours of this class and became certified in becoming a practitioner of playing with somebody's energy, and that they can help me heal from this, that, and the third. I find that there are a lot of energy leeches working within mm-hmm. the spiritualist, quote-unquote spiritualist healing arts, and I'm gonna leave that shit on the table. So, the next one. People who call out to you from their vehicle. That's not okay.
That's triggering as fuck.
Like,
that's not, there's just no question about it. You don't do that.
Like,
no, don't do
I'm good. No, thank you. And I feel like this person lacks basic respect. Uh-huh. Even if you feel like you want to say something kind and nice and compliment this person, like, I feel like that's not trauma-informed. And it's just, it's insensitive.
Yeah.
And I know when we spend lives having our emotions rejected and neglected and overlooked by others and ourselves, it insensitivity just becomes the way of nature. But that is not, I don't feel like that shit is normal.
Nope.
That shit is not normal. So what's next, Dre?
If it feels like it's too good to be true, slow down.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's much more that needs to be said about that.
Take your time.
Slow and steady. It's a marathon, not a race.
Right. Especially with any like very important decisions, new people. Just take your time.
Oh, and for anybody that feels like they are within that whole twin flame dynamic and paradigm, my best advice would be to slow down, to remove yourself from those spaces that are feeding you this information, and find out what's true in your heart. Focus on yourself. I personally do not believe that shit to be true. I believe that we are all here. We are all mirrors of one another. I do believe that some of us mirror one another more. Mm-hmm. And I do not believe that the person who mirrors you to that extent should be the person who you're fighting to be in a relationship with. I think what that mirrors is that you're fighting to be in a relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
And that what you should do is love on yourself more. Slow down.
Bro, how are you going to be with somebody who is literally you? You got to be able to learn from each other and share and celebrate your differences.
Well, I feel like it's supposed to be like you, but like you're tethered. So it's like opposite of some shit. Mm-hmm. And so like some of it's supposed to kind of fall short on you, but like what it comes down to, I feel like it's self-awareness, being able to see yourself. And then just a lot of the rhetoric about like the divine feminine, mostly the woman, having to put in all this extra work
to be this chaser
to prove their worth to the divine masculine, because he is so like, do y'all, like, I don't know if y'all see how that like relates to the story of Adam and Eve and how mm-hmm. like we're kind of, women are here being punished, and, like, right. Now you have to prove to this man. Like, bro, let me tell you, I can get a dildo from a sex shop, right, that'll last me longer in many ways. Something that could sustain me. Not just last longer, something that can sustain me. And it's not to invalidate you as a person, but just I know that you all are in the habit of overestimating your worth in people's lives. And I'm here to, you know, with the public service announcement that dildos are accessible and they are excellent. So.
Hear, hear.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you all will find other ways to overcompensate. But we like just red flag if you feel like you need to prove yourself to anybody. Even if it's your parent. Even if your parent has these goals and dreams for your career that ain't who you are. Mm-hmm. Bitch, how about you sit down and have a conversation with me and figure out my goals and my dreams and what it is that I want to do? Because I'll be far more successful in that.
Yeah. Naturally.
So, what do we have next?
What do we have next are people who respond with anger to your boundaries. Mm. These people don't want you to be great. they're often pretty abusive, mm-hmm, in different ways. You know, why else would somebody get angry because you decide, say you decide you want to put your phone on D&D at 8 p.m. And so now this friend is upset because they can't have access to you when they want to have access to you. Mm-hmm. They want to talk to you after 8 p.m. How dare you put your phone on Do Not Disturb and ignore their messages or calls, mm-hmm, or whatever. But it's like, if you decide that you want to turn down at 8 p.m., this person needs to respect that. Mm-hmm. If they don't respect it, red flag. Mm-hmm. That's not the person for you, whether it's a friend, whoever.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a hold up.
Next, someone who pretends to like things and act in ways similar to you. Like, that shit is very corny. Mm-hmm. It's very corny and it's always noticeable. Like, you can't. Yeah. I peeped your swag, you know, a couple months ago, and now I see you rocking with fits that really align with shit that I like, and it's like, I don't. First of all, that's abusive because you're trying to find ways to form and to create an emotional attachment that isn't even real. So a fantasy of an emotional attachment. Being in love with the idea of love as opposed to love, because you are not who you are presenting to me. And then also, it's just like, where's your backbone? If I liked you for you, why would you become me? And bitch, you can't be me. I'm so happy to inspire people. But that copying shit is whack as fuck. Period.
So this next lovely one are people who say things like, I'm not racist. My best friend is black. Mm-hmm. 10 out of 10, that person is, in fact, racist. And or has some racist unlearning to do. Mm-hmm. And in that same breath, their black friends need, their whoever their black friends supposedly are need to be checked, because your white friends should not be going around saying stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Get them. Mm-hmm.
Bonus, someone who you have turned down in the past, but that is now persistent in pursuing you.
Yeah. This person, they're just, like, aching to be in your space, regardless of where you are in life. They, like, you haven't spoken to them in mad long. All of a sudden, they're like, oh, I just thinking about you. Mm-hmm. How are you? Where are you? Do you still live where you were living 10 months ago? Like, and honestly, most of the time, they pop up when you're, like, making a great transition in your life, or you asserting new boundaries and just trying to, like, you know, make, mm-hmm, positive changes. And then here comes this person talking about, let's link, do you remember me, let's be friends again. And it's like, no. Mm-hmm. No, I'm good.
Absolutely. That's like, your inconsistency is whack and it's showing, boo. Like, I'm not sure what it is that you feel like, you know, like, and then I feel like a lot of guys do that, where they, like, feed you a little bit of attention and then start, like, rejecting you a little bit, mm-hmm, to, like, get you to, and not just guys, but I've seen it a lot in my experiences with men.
Yeah.
Where they, start trying to give you less attention, to go ahead and trigger those core wounds, you, mm-hmm, know? And it's disturbing. And, like, I truly believe and live by, like, the belief that the heart seeks resolution. So whether or not you are aware or acknowledging your trauma or what you have repressed, that is acting 100% with this personality that you crafted. 100% the light, the shadow. You know, 100% is the light, 100% is the shadow of you. And y'all are together creating, you know, this presentation of who you are. And so in that, like, misery loves company. You know, if you really sit down with yourself, you're gonna, you know, you'll get to see a lot of anger. A lot of anger. And I know anger, just off of the strength that anger is one of those emotions that's always, like, demonized and told that should be repressed. And so by default, like, we're working with a very imbalanced anger energy. And I just feel like, you know, like, you gotta get that shit together, man.
Well, that's it for part one of Red Flags to Heed Within Connections. Next week, we'll cover the other half of our list, because there's so many.
Right, I feel like it's always growing, like, shaking my head, LOL.
They pop up every day, and I mean, at this rate, this will probably become an annual episode where the list just gets updated.
Right.
Because, you know.
Necessary.
Somebody's always bugging out. if you find that you participate in any of the actions that we listed, the first step is to bring yourself into awareness. You have some serious self-reflection to do, as we all do. No shame. But continuing to hurt others, especially consciously, is not the wave. And if you're the one peeping red flags from someone else, please handle that for your own well-being.
Yeah.
Set boundaries. Leave if that needs to be your boundary.
I should. My takeaway, do not give your power over to anyone. Own it. Love it. Nurture it.
You heard it.
Your first boom.
And for our next quick segment, we've got our music mood of the week. Ding, ding, ding. It's Rico Nasty.
Rico Nasty.
One of my favorite quotes is, goodness gracious, I may give a fuck on a rare occasion. And that's from her fabulous hit, Rage. And it's been in my headphones for a while now. Yeah,
quite some time.
Past couple weeks, it's been helping me through some emotions, and I just become invigorated after listening to Rico. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I feel like I've been looking into a lot of Nietzsche today, and I feel like he would definitely appreciate the sentiment that Rico expresses on the entire Nasty album, rather her entire discography. I feel like if y'all not listening to Rico, y'all need to. I feel like just allow yourself to experience that. The song is most appropriate after today's discussion. Rage is a wonderful emotion because it initiates a reevaluation of your worth. Start there. Just don't get stuck there. You will never be in control of someone else's actions or inactions. You cannot change anyone. We started off the day listening to it, and we are ending the day listening to it. I am just all around here for the goth alternative black femme movement. Like, it's time for the graves to dance.
Yes. Rage can be the catalyst that leads you to know enough is enough, and something's gotta change. Like, you know, when you get them red flags and you realize somebody has been wilding out this whole time and now you gotta set your boundaries. Thank y'all for chatting with us. We hope that y'all are able to take something from this episode and from the podcast as a whole.
Be sure to share this podcast with your BFF, BF, or just your F. Maybe even your FB, fuck buddy, friend with benefits.
Repost, retweet, and share our podcast. Follow BFF on Instagram at Black Fierce Femmes, And on Twitter, at B, that's the letter B, and then Fierce Femmes.
Let's chat again. Until next time.
This is Black Fierce Femmes.